There are at least a few that I don't recognize. Is there anyone that would like to provide public comment? If so, you can take yourself off mute and we can give you about 3 minutes. Okay. Seeing no public comment, we'll go ahead and move forward with the meeting. The first item on the agenda is consideration of a revised design for the Town Center branding and wayfinding project. Sherry?
Yes, I'm going to let Ali introduce Mark to you again, and he's going to update you based upon the comments that we had last month when they came to talk to you about the wayfinding and branding for the Town Center. Ali?
Hey, is Mark on the...
He is, yeah. I saw him.
Oh, there he is. I see him.
Perfect. I'm here.
So last time we were kind of just giving a brief introduction to the project itself. And if you remember, we had two logo options for you guys to look at to determine which direction you want us to take. So the consultant has taken that into account and adjusted the logo so that it's one logo, hopefully with all of your changes that you wanted, and then also refined the signage plan a little bit. And so Mark is going to introduce that and make sure that we're on the right track so that we can get a final plan for you all to review. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey. Yeah, great. Thank you, Ali. I appreciate it. Hope to give you a bit of an update on the content that we talked through last time, and just kind of keep you in the loop on the different types of signs that we are working on design for, and just get some input from you. I am going to try to share my screen here so you can see. Oh. There we go. All right, can you see my screen? Was I successful?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So if you recall, last time we talked about the Town Center branding and signage project, we had looked at this kind of simple circular logo with the two main graphic elements kind of reflecting the mountains and the lake that kind of define the city on either end, that the primary natural features of the city that you're kind of located between these two. We worked with staff to kind of go through some iterations of the font and those sorts of elements. One of the concerns that we have kind of been working through is making sure that whenever this logo shows up, that it's clear that this is a logo that is specific to the Town Center. And so having something that whenever the logo appears, that the words Town Center in North Salt Lake are there somewhere. So in some iterations, the mark itself will be a little bit different, but you'd always have those words so that when someone sees that, they know kind of what they're looking at. The graphic elements of the mountains, we changed a little bit. Last time we talked through this, there was some concern about those looking more like roofs than the mountains, and so making it a little bit simpler and making it a little more clear that those are mountains and the kind of waves of the lake. The color scheme that we've been looking at is having one kind of primary color and then some secondary colors for the branding that could show up in different places or different types of signs. And so this color of blue that's kind of a little bit more of a turquoise blue than a true blue, with green and an orange as kind of supporting colors. So Here's an example of where you might see the mark without the words, you know, Town Center wrapped around it, but something that, you know, it might show up on a sign or a brochure or something that's clear that that's the logo support the town center. So the other element that we wanted to kind of get you up to speed on is the different types of signs that we looked at a few examples last time around. This map that you're looking at is identifying locations where these signs would show up in the different types. These are signs that would be kind of installed and implemented over time, but having an overall plan that you kind of work towards implementing each of those. So we've got a few examples of what those different types of signs would look like. The first that we'll look at is, we call it an auto-oriented sign. So a sign that if someone's traveling up or down 89 or Main Street, that there's something, there's a sign that kind of directing people to major destinations. And so highway standards kind of indicate you should usually only have three, possibly four destinations on a sign of this type. But you can see kind of the character of what those might look like. They're quite tall in, you know, in the real world, so that a sign of this size would be, you know, to the top of it would be about 13 feet, and then the width of that about 8 feet would get us the, you know, the size of text that you would want for someone traveling at that speed. So you can see here how the mark itself might appear. We wanted to have the color and the clarity of that look very very graphic and different than your kind of regular highway sign, so that you would start to get that kind of color story of the branding that we've been developing. Second type that we'll look at here are trail signs. So these are much smaller signs that would be located on the various trail networks within or adjacent to the town center area. These signs would have something where I don't know why it's disappearing. Would have information on there that would have distance in minutes. Rather than feet or miles. So you would have things that say, you know, it's a 7-minute walk from this location to Hatch Park. It's a, you know, 5-minute walk to the town center. So something that if people are kind of walking along those trails, they've got a clear, kind of a clear destination, and they know how long it would take them to get there. So on one side of these trail signs, you would have destinations, and then on the other side you would have a map that would show, you know, a kind of you are here, and they can see easily the various destinations or trail networks. Okay. The next sign type we call a gateway sign. So this is one that is more not necessarily communicating information, but communicating the brand. So something that's clear and graphic, but something that's quite large, that would communicate very clearly that someone is entering the town center neighborhood. So the next one shows kind of how it might look in kind of in implementation, where you've got these kind of wide grassy landscaped areas along 89. Or something like that would have very simple North Salt Lake Town Center with the mark, and something that, you know, it's not necessarily pointing people to a destination, just telling them that they've entered that town center area. So on this plan, we've got four gateway signs of this type, basically on all four kind of the north, south, east and west ends of the town center area. The ones that are located on 89, I would say, would probably be first priority to construct something like this. The ones on the east and west, maybe a second priority as you kind of work through the various sign locations. The next type of sign we call pedestrian sign. This is something that would be intended if someone's walking around the town center area, that they would have have you know, something that's clear they can see from a ways away, that it's kind of this bright blue post, that they know that if they walk down there, they're going to get some information. There might be a map, destinations pointed out again in different directions. This also, there's opportunity to have things. You could have you know, interpretive text, history of North Salt Lake, or history of the town center elements. Something that is sort of a landmark, but also communicating a little bit of information in a kind of a more intimate way. And then the map type of signage. This would be something that would be, you know, the map itself might be updated with some frequency as things change or are constructed in the town center area, but something that, again, someone at kind of pedestrian level can find a destination if they're not entirely sure where they're headed. Again, each one of these would be similar with a kind of "you are here" application for each of them, so that people can find where they are in relation to the map itself. And those, again, kind of the size of it, about four feet by 2.5 feet, mounted kind of at an angle, as I'm sure you're familiar with. And then finally, these may look familiar. The last time around, when we were looking at different iterations, the branding itself is intended to be able to be used in a lot of different ways, whether it's temporary signage or banners, which we had looked at before, but showing how that might be applied. Again, having kind of different color options can kind of determine if there are ways in which you want to differentiate different things with different colors, whether the trail signs are one color and the pedestrian signs are another. Just having kind of a color palette to work with that's complementary with what you've already got. And then again, there's kind of another way of applying that mark. And that is the end of the signage package. Tell me what, I guess, what questions I can answer, or what comments you might have on all of that.
Any comments or questions from the council? Looks like there aren't any. Do you have more for us, or?
No, that's all I've got. We just wanted to give you kind of a sense of where we were with that. The next time we come back, we'll have a final signage package that'll have all of the details for construction, and hopefully for adoption. I'll make sure that you've all got a copy of this, so that if you want to spend any more time looking these over, feel free to send us questions back, and we'll try to clarify as quickly as we possibly can.
Well, great. Mark, Allie, thank you for the work on this, and I think it looks promising. So
I have a question, Mayor. Do you mind if I ask?
No, go ahead, Kenny.
Mark, maybe this one's for you or Sherry.
Yeah.
Do we have some time? Does the council have some time to look at these and kind of give some feedback to you still? Or where are we in the schedule of this project?
I can answer that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think our contract was originally supposed to end at the end of June or July with Wasatch Front Regional Council, but they've said we can get an extension if we need to. So we had intended on maybe being done by the end of August. Does that give enough time?
So the council has maybe a week or two perhaps to look at these, or? Would it be?
Yeah. We'd take it back to the council for adoption, probably with the holidays, I would guess, in early August. Is that correct, Mark?
Yeah, I think we're pretty close to having a full package constructed. But certainly, if you want to spend a week or so looking over the package we've got so far, there's certainly time to do that.
Yeah, and I guess my concern is we've looked at a lot of designs, all of them very beautiful in different ways, and I just want to, I guess we're getting close to really making a decision, a final decision. And yeah. So I want to encourage all of us to really take a hard look at these, and let's provide some feedback if we have concerns or a problem about with the design or something. But I think we should all take a chance to really give some good realistic feedback to you guys so we can really get a great product at the end. These are wonderful designs in my opinion. So.
Great. Yeah, Ali, I'll send this this PDF to you if you would like to distribute to the council. And then if there are, I think spending some time kind of thinking through, that would be great.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you again. The next item on the agenda is consideration of resolution 2020-22R. Ratifying the City Council's previous award of the bid to ACE Recycling and Disposal. Ken?
Thank you, Mayor. What you have in your packet is really a contract with ACE Recycling and Disposal, who we went with and authorized to provide our solid waste pickup services back in June. And this contract runs for 3 years, starting right now, July 1st. They've been on the job for several days, they started on July 1st. And so this will be their first full week of service. Their rates that they are proposing will stay the same for 2 years. So we won't have a rate change for the first 2 years of the contract. And then again, as I said, we have, it's a 3 year contract. So in 2023, 3 years from now, we'll have the opportunity to extend the contract for an additional 3 years. We're encouraged by what we've seen so far. David Franson and representatives from ACE have worked hard to put this together. And I appreciate the council's decisions kind of under duress when we had our preferred, we had chosen a low bidder, the council will remember, who, as they looked at our community, determined that they couldn't meet the July 1st deadline. So if you'll remember, that kind of threw us into a bit of a quandary, and it wasn't the smoothest process, but I appreciate the council's patience in allowing us to move forward with ACE and putting this together. So this contract's been reviewed by David Church and is ready for your approval, and includes the contract itself, and then it also refers to the bid response document that we received. And so all of the provisions and terms that we need, including things like customer service and those sorts of things, are addressed in both of those documents. So interestingly enough, and I think I've sent something to you recently on this, they have a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week call center, and that's available to our residents. And so that's a real advantage, I think, to our citizens as we get used to using it. So,
thank you, Ken. Are there any questions or comments, or is there a motion?
Mayor, I just had one question.
Yeah.
You deal with Wasatch Integrated Waste, and I noticed they're taking all the recycling there. What type of recycling are they doing at the Wasatch Integrated Waste?
So they have their MRF going now, and I don't know if you guys would be interested in taking a tour of that or not. It is really quite interesting. A lot of big machines, and so they're doing two types of recycling now. One is they have what's called a dirty MRF, where it will go through and take regular garbage, process it through drums and various machines and belts, and try and recover what they can. And then they'll process through that same plant the recyclables. But they're able, again, they separate it from, you know, the different types of bottles, aluminum, steel and iron. It's really pretty impressive. I don't know if anybody would like to go on a tour of that, but I went a couple of weeks ago and it was very interesting. But that's what they're doing.
So I guess one question I had, in the future, is there a need to have both the recycle can and the garbage can? I mean, I realize we're charging a lot less for the recycle can. So that was the other question. I know if this contract that says that obviously we're responsible for all the tipping fees, but it seemed like with our other garbage carrier, we on the recycle, we didn't have any tipping fees. They actually didn't give us that. Are we going to have tipping fees on all the recyclables now? And is it by the can or is it by the pound?
The tipping fees on the recyclables, as long as they're taking it to Wasatch Integrated, which I'm assuming they are, Ken. I don't know.
They are.
That's what it says, yeah.
So there are no tipping fees at Wasatch Integrated. So okay. They'll just take the recyclables right now.
Okay, so as long as we're separated out, and they're not charging us by the can on those.
Right. And but whether we go with just a dirty MRF, and it is better to do source separation. It's a lot more efficient, a lot cleaner. And anyway, they're looking at the economics of it right now.
Well, it sounds like to me, at least what you're telling me, and this is the way I'm understanding it, is our regular garbage can, they've always charged us so much a can, and that's how we pay our tipping fees basically to them. But on the recycle cans, they're not going to charge us anything, and we're just going to, as long as we're doing the recycle, then we don't get a charge on that.
Right. And on the cans that we have, the regular garbage does not necessarily go through the processing at the recycling plant or at the
okay.
MRF. Only about half of the garbage is run through that plant.
But to be clear, the city is paying a charge per recycle can for the hauling. We won't be paying a tipping fee. I think you're muted.
You're muted, Stan.
Yeah, I understood that the hauling we're going to be paying for, just like we did before.
Yes.
But we're not paying any additional tipping fees or anything as they take it to Wasatch Integration. Because the other company had their own recycling system, I think. So.
No, I think everybody was planning on taking it up there. Interestingly, I think the typical fee for recycling right now is about $50 a ton. Residents pay more, unfortunately, but if commercial haulers pay about $30, $32 a ton to drop regular garbage off. So a lot of times the recycling cost has a higher tipping fee than regular garbage. So any other questions or is there a motion? And if there is, Stan, you're muted again.
Mayor, I have a question.
Yeah, Lisa.
Okay. In the document, it spells out all the options that are great for us, you know, like spring and fall cleanup, second Saturday, residential garbage. I have a question of Ken and maybe David. The bulky waste collection service, then it makes a reference to the response document. We haven't seen, it's not attached. And it says the contractor may provide a curbside bulky waste collection service as described in the response document. Can you say what that is?
Uh-huh, yes. It's on page 18 of the response document. And that, I think it was included in your packet. I hope it was.
I didn't see it.
It's a document that looks covered like this. And so.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think it's one of the attachments in your packet. But anyway, they included an optional service to answer your question that is a curbside bulk waste cleanup. So they presented it as a good alternative to a second Saturday where residents, we used to, I think that we had this service a number of years ago when ACE provided service to us before, where you could put bulky items out on the curb and they would come by and pick them up. So
that included, my question on that, if the bulky items are the, kids' toys and things, I mean, old toys, but the question is, does it also include green waste?
It could.
Uh-huh. Well, it could.
Yes.
And in that response document, it says that's an option if we agree to it.
It does. In fact, reading from it, it says this: appliances, furniture, fixtures, trees, bushes can be placed for pickup.
Okay, great. Thank
you. We could explore that if we wanted to add that service. We're not paying for it now, but we could.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Add that service or possibly replace.
Yes, possibly.
This Saturday. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And or maybe it looked like a couple of times a year if we wanted to do it on the bookends of the season or something.
It looked like they also had a service where they would actually haul the garbage can out to the street for the elderly and handicapped, and it didn't look like they were going to charge us for that. Is that your understanding? There was, it said free.
Yes, that is my understanding. I'm not exactly sure how that works. We do have representatives on the attending this meeting that may be able to answer that better. If maybe Richard, if you wanted to answer that question. I'll have to unmute Richard, maybe.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yes, that service is available right off the start. Just give us addresses.
So we don't want people to abuse it. So I assume that if they're really handicapped or if they're elderly, then they can, all we have to do is give them the address and the name, and they won't have to haul their garbage can out of the street. I assume they have to make it somewhat accessible or visible.
Yes, it can't be in the garage. It has to be accessible. We'll come by the house. We'll put handicap stickers on the container, and then we have a route sheet. And every week when the drivers come, they'll pull the container out and dump it and then put it away.
Well, I think that's a great service, and I think that'll be a great addition to our garbage collection. To be honest with you, that's probably what makes it all worthwhile switching to you guys.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a record of those people, but we could certainly advertise that to our citizens and let them know that that we can provide that. I think that's a great thing too.
Mayor, I'm ready to make a motion.
Sounds good.
I move that the City Council adopt Resolution 2020-22R, a resolution ratifying the City Council's previous award of bid to Ace Recycling and Disposal for recycling and solid waste services, and authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement for services.
Is there a second?
Second.
So the second was by Lisa Baskin, Councilwoman Lisa Baskin. Can you just type in your votes in the chat? You want to just say yes, Brian?
Getting there.
Okay. All right, so that passed unanimously with 5 votes in favor. The next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for June 16th. Any comments on those, or is there a motion to approve them?
Mayor, let's see.
Yes, Lisa?
I have a couple amendments to them.
Okay.
Just for a preference, on lines 47 makes reference to me as a council person, and I'm a councilwoman, just like we've got Brian as a council man. So if you could do that, person is kind of what we did in the 80s when we were lost about how we were going to handle the role of men and women. But I'm a councilwoman. So please change that. And then on line 50, for whatever reason, country is capitalized. And if she wants to make it country, let's say United States, if it's going to be capped, or country lowercase. And then on line 137, it's for those who are wrongfully convicted, not condemned.
Okay. Are there any other comments or questions? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes then? As amended?
I'll make the motion.
Oh, I did have one question, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Stan, I saw your hand up, I didn't catch you.
As I read that, am I and Natalie both going to be on this committee? Because that's what the minutes read, but it's not the way I remembered it. But
no, I think that's it. You, Natalie, and I will be on the committee.
Okay, that's fine, thank you. Uh-huh.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of June 16th, 2020, as amended.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Brian Horrocks, seconded by Stan Porter. All in favor, just unmute yourself and say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, so that passed unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the action items. Does anybody have any comment on those?
Mayor, I would like to add something to the action items. After our discussion in the last meeting, I left wanting to know more about the police department and some of the questions that we had during the meeting. So I'm wondering if we can get a couple of us together with the chief and just kind of ask a bunch of questions and then come back and report any recommendations we would have in changes of policy or procedure.
That would be fine. I mean, we could have him come to the council meeting, or I think he's happy to meet with any council member that wants to. So if you want to meet with the chief and discuss it with him, Natalie, what would be a good time for you? It sounds like you want to.
Is there anyone else that would want to join in on that?
I've already discussed a lot of these things with him.
I have as well. There are some things like I'd like to see the policy and procedures manual that was changed. Okay. So I would like to be involved, but yes, we met with him at some length.
And if we're ever back to meeting in person, this is something that could happen during a work session, but it's too awkward to happen over the internet, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not on the city council, but I'd love to be included in some of your discussions. Craig and I have that assignment together on the action items to kind of report back to the council on police and what we're doing. And so, if you don't mind me being there, I'd love to meet with any of the council members and Craig.
No, that would be good. Do you want to just get with Natalie? Well,
you bet.
And let's just set a time. Now, would this have to be, if there's three of them there, does it have to be I guess that would have to be an approved meeting?
It does, if there's three.
Okay.
Which is okay if you want to do something.
If there's somebody else that wants to meet with the chief, you can either meet with them separately. Why don't we set up a time for Lisa, Natalie, Ken, invite me as well. I'm not sure what my schedule will be. Don't plan around me, but if I'm available, I'm happy to come.
And Ken, we're out of quarantine, so just find any time that works for you and I'll be able to make it work.
Terrific. I'm glad you're out of quarantine.
Anything else on the action items? Let's go to the council reports. And who wants to be first? Let's go with Stan first. You're muted, Stan.
I don't have a lot to report. I've been going up to our parks and I'm just very pleased to see how well they're getting used. Tunnel Springs, the biggest crowds I've ever seen up there, and a lot of it is professional photographers going out and taking pictures, and Same with Wild Rose, the bike riders and everything. That parking lot's generally been pretty full even on a weeknight. So there are a few things there that I think we could maybe change or improve upon, but that's okay. It's looking good. I think they've done a good job. Our parks people have really done a nice job keeping everything up and running and clean and nice, and everybody's enjoying it. So I think that's all I had. I don't have anything else really to report.
Okay. I've driven by, as talking about parks, I've driven by the splash pad several times, and I've never seen very many people there. It doesn't look like we have really a problem with people social distancing. Has anybody seen anything other than that? I'm curious. I don't see any hands raised. Okay, Lisa, let's go to you next.
I don't have anything to report. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Brian?
Couple things. For the Foxborough people, the Bountiful High's been hit by the cancel culture. And I don't think they're going to be able to scream Home of the Braves at the end of the national anthem. Of course, they'll probably change the national anthem too, but it looks like the Braves are going to be changed to the Tulips or something.
On the record, some of the Foxborough people think that's a good idea.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah. I also wanted to, I guess I wanted an update on the splash pad. Ken, do you have anything more to add than what the mayor had?
I've also been, the mayor and I talked earlier today, I've also been by the splash pad in some of the hottest days. And what I think that we probably do have more than 50 people, if you count children. We definitely haven't had near that many adults. We have less than half of that adults, but there's lots of kids. And so I think, I guess I would conclude that we're in compliance with our health department right now. On our call yesterday, just since you asked, I wasn't gonna necessarily bring this up, but I think Brian Hatch has some concerns generally about spread. And someone asked a question about splash pads, and he expressed, you know, a lot of concern about splash pads, but in a little stronger way than I've ever heard him do that. Having said that, they have not changed their position with us, and I think we're just under that same understanding that we opened our splash pad under. And I think until we see people violating that, I don't think we have to do anything. I think it's functioning the way that we said it would function and that we would monitor. And so that's where.
Okay. The only other thing I had was, I guess I wanted an update on yours and Mindy date night on July 3rd at the golf course. How did that go?
We just had a wonderful time. Well, Brian was kind enough to let me know, and others maybe too, that there was some social media chatter on July 3rd about teenagers getting together at the golf course for a party. That turned out to be the case. I was up there, and Craig Black was up there with some officers too. And I dragged my wife along to go with me because she loves doing stuff like that. So we did have, we probably had total maybe between 200 and 300 youth there. Some of our young people went off onto hole number one where it was dark and they lit off some fireworks and things. I think it was a really tame crowd, good kids. They, as expected, you know, they lit off some fireworks and things. But about 10:30 to 10:45, we sort of told them the party needed to come to an end. And so that's how it got broken up. But but they did not go on to the golf course property. We kept them off the practice green. We kept them out of the patio area where they usually congregate. And it was really just limited to the parking lot. And so, and some of the teenagers even cleaned up. And so I was pretty happy that it kind of came off without any serious incidents and serious vandalism. So
that's all I have, Mayor.
Yeah, if those things ever happen again, Ken, I'm just thinking about the COVID stuff. We know that the teenagers are the ones that are experiencing the biggest increase in cases right now.
Yeah.
And I realize that the kids know that, you know, the danger for kids in that age group is relatively small, probably smaller than it is for the flu. But at the same time, talking yesterday to Brian Hatch, when they have those types of events, the contact tracing just kind of disappears.
Yeah.
And so we need to be probably more vigilant and making sure that we don't have mass gatherings of over 50 where we're not monitoring them. I realize sometimes at the splash pad, we may have more than 50 people. But again, we've gone to the county, and county health is blessed kind of what we're doing.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think Craig can probably talk to this better than I could. Craig and I had a discussion up there. We were concerned about that issue. But on the other hand, we're always concerned about the constitutional issue about people gathering anyway.
Yeah, there's no constitutional. That's our car, all course, and they had no right being there anyway.
You're right. No, you're absolutely
right. If they wanted to do it on their own property, then I guess you could maybe talk about the Constitution. Yeah. But that's city property, we could certainly restrict it.
And by the way, it was not something that we approved or...
No.
Except for Brian telling us, we wouldn't have known about it. So.
Yeah. I'm just, and I understand why things happened the way they did. It's just if we see something like this in the future, then we probably ought to do what we can to disperse them quickly.
Yeah.
And just say it's not allowed. So, anyway.
That's good direction.
Natalie, do you have anything?
Just that I probably need to make a time to talk with you and Ken about the scholarship for the youth council mayor and city manager. That's something that we've done in the past, and I think there's money in the budget, so I would like to go forward with that, but I just need a time to talk to you guys and kind of get it worked out. Okay. Other than that, everything's great.
All right. Your schedule is probably fuller than mine, so if you just want to set something up with Ken, that'll work.
Yeah, do you want to meet, or do you kind of know what you want to do? I mean, I'd love to meet with you, but
I kind of know what I want to do, so I can just send an email if you want.
If you want
I
to just kind of yeah, let us know what you want to do. I think that could work also.
Yeah,
I mean, it's on everyone's radar. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan?
Thank you. So I got to meet and do the Salt Lake Airport tour, and I'm sure many of you will be doing that in the next few days. So it was actually pretty awesome to see the Salt Lake Airport. Of course, the whole tour is really a guise to present the airport's opinion on the annexation. And so, but then after the tour, which I am so excited I got to go see, it was awesome. But that's really the pitch. And so just be mentally prepared for the airport's pitch on the annexation and kind of what they wanted to add in. So I really liked the tour. So I'm excited you guys will get a chance to go as well. Upcoming events.
You're still there, Ryan? I think you're frozen.
For the city, we have a trail series in, and that's just that Legacy Park at the Center Street Trailhead, to Legacy Trail. I mean, Legacy Trail, the Center Street.
You're cutting out, Ryan, so you'll have to repeat
Trailhead.
It.
But can that's everybody else 9 just mute? Till 10 a.m. Uh-oh, my internet might be cutting out. Let me know.
Okay, you'll need to repeat everything, Ryan. You were breaking up.
I am so sorry. I don't know why my internet's breaking up, but let me try one more time. So airport tour was amazing. They want to talk about the annexation and their opinion on it. So be prepared for that, but I love the tour. Upcoming event on July 11th, so that's Saturday. The Legacy Trail is where we're meeting, and that's at the Center Street Trailhead to Legacy Trail from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Just handing out water and a few snacks, and then you can walk the trail. That's been fun every summer, and we've highlighted different trails, and that's the trail we're on in July. I wanted to just ask kind of an opinion of some of the council members about kind of their thoughts for the reading event coming up in September. So the next Parks and Arts event is our reading event in September. And, you know, we're kind of preparing for it and planning on it, but we're not really sure if we'll be able to meet or what the plan is. So just kind of giving you the heads up that we're preparing some things, and the member of the board in charge of that, I have my full trust and confidence in. So I think it'll come out to be a great event, but we'll keep you posted on how that event's going, depending on kind of statuses as days go on. And then lastly, thank you for sending us those great numbers, Ken. It was cool to see that North Salt Lake numbers went down. We had 35 active cases, you know, in the last week's update. We have 31 active cases this week. So that was great, where a lot of cities had big increases. So Layton doubled, some of the other cities doubled as well. And so we definitely lucked out. I mean, who knows why some cities go up and some don't, but we lucked out. So that was really great. And then I've just been hit with comment after comment of being so thankful that the splash pad's open, and that the police chief is at the food truck rally night on Monday. And lots of residents just so excited that he's meeting with everybody and so open. And I just wanted to thank our police chief for doing that and having a personal dialogue with any resident that wants to. And I just think that's really outstanding. So thank you, Chief Black. I really appreciate that. And that food truck night's still going really well. So those are kind of my updates.
Ryan, do you have an update on odor issues, since you're kind of the unofficial odor guy?
Yeah. So we had, I think it's only 3 odor issue events this last week, which is way down from where we were having them, you know, every single night. They're not as consistent as they were. So it used to be, you know, between 7 and 9 at night, I knew it was going to hit. But they haven't been hitting consistently, and they've been hitting at odd times. So in the middle of the day or in the morning. So whatever process was causing the smell to happen in the past has definitely changed, and the smell is no longer as consistent. So that's good. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I wouldn't hold a big rally on an aircraft carrier and say mission accomplished yet. Okay. So, I think there's still a little bit of work to go, and I know that they're going to clean out one of their solar drying beds this coming week, and so they posted on their Facebook that, you know, odor issues may be much higher over the next few weeks while they're cleaning out that bed. And so I kind of feel like we need to wait until that bed's cleared out, and then we see how the new process goes. They've also alluded to an updated report from their consultants on kind of the next phase of their plan after all of their smeller tests came back. Have you heard about that, Mayor?
I have not seen that, although I think the drying bed, the mixing is pretty much done now, is what Dal told me.
Okay.
When I followed up. I've been out on the trail, I ride my bike out there, and I noticed the smell Monday morning for a little while, but on the way out, on the way back, I didn't smell it. He says it's getting better. So anyway,
excellent.
Chief, can you just fill us in on anything that happened? How many people did you have stop by Monday night? I'm curious. Did you have anybody at all?
About 6.
Same people or any interesting conversations?
it wasn't the same people that had stopped by from the last time. The conversations were all fairly just, there was nothing controversial that came up. There wasn't any criticisms, really.
Yeah, I mean, we were there the Monday before that, Brian and I were there, and really about the only people that stopped by, other than I invited Kenny to come by and meet with me, but other than that, there were only people that were thanking the police and expressing appreciation for the job they did. So,
just to add in, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to add in that the comments I've been receiving are people just very excited that he's posting that he's going to be there or that they saw him there. And so I think really the symbol of being open and ready to have a dialogue helps in the neighborhood more than maybe everybody who physically comes and actually utilizes that service. And so I think that's gone a long way and touched more people than just the handful that have actually sat down and had the conversation.
Okay. Good, thank you, Ryan. The only thing I have to report is, I've already reported on it, that the MRF up in at the landfill is starting to work. And if we want to set something up, let Ken know if you guys are interested in a tour, and he can set something up. David, do you have anything?
No, nothing that we need to update you on.
Okay. Ken?
Yeah, and so my two items. So after all that nice discussion about the splash pad, we do have an electrical problem with the splash pad. So that is going to cause it to be closed down for a little while. David, I don't know if you have an ETA on it, if it's just a one-day thing, David Franson.
Actually, the electrician's over there right now. We're hoping it just overheated. It was a fan issue, but we're not sure yet. So hopefully no destruction in service and it'll be up and running.
I think so. So hopefully there's not an interruption of service, but I wanted to let you know if we have a problem tomorrow, that would be the problem. And then just as a follow-up, I emailed the council this in an update, but I just wanted to follow up with you. I've heard from a few of our North Salt Lake businesses who responded to our email blast and who have taken advantage of the county's small business grant program. So this was something that was really important to me, whether or not we participated with funding. I've been supportive on behalf of the city of the county doing this small business grant program. And I think we've tried really hard to get the word out to our businesses, including our restaurants. I went and hand delivered flyers last week to many of our restaurant owners who I know have, some of them have language barriers, some of them don't participate in these bureaucratic systems very well. So, I wanted to make sure we got the word out. But anyway, hopefully that's a benefit. I think the county's done a great job. We will have a contract on our next council agenda to consider our financial participation in that program. And I'm trying to work out some details with the county on that. But those are the two things I was going to report on, Mayor. So thanks.
Mayor, I had one additional item I neglected to mention.
Yeah.
And it was just the update on the golf course. I'll call it the COVID effect, but the golf course revenues are up. I think our rate increases have helped as well. And probably too early to give Tyler too much credit, but I think he's been a positive influence. And so we're trending in a great direction there.
I noticed there has been a lot more social media interaction and advertising. And I've even hit golf balls twice now this year. So I'm ready to go out, David. I'm ready to take you on if you're still on.
Mayor, I have one more thing too. And that is, I just wanted to mention to everybody that we lost a really great mayor of Midvale. Joanne Seguini died. And she was a wonderful, wonderful woman. So I just wanted to honor her memory.
Okay, thank you.
She really was a great mayor too, and terrific lady.
Okay, anything else, or is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm seeing waves, thumbs up.
Aye.
So we'll go ahead and adjourn the moot meeting. Thank you all.